This is Brother Don. I'm pleased to host the Daily Bible Lesson, a 5-minute summary of Scripture to take you through the day. We've been going through the Gospel of John. The program is available every day except Thursday, when the Gospel Trail podcast is aired. We plan to add a discussion forum Monday nights at 7 Eastern Time for those who have questions or comments about the daily lessons.
For exact times and location, visit our website, pgn.church, and check with the calendar in our office. Have a great day. Get ready. Put on your earbuds. Turn up your smart speaker. Next up is Brother Don's Daily Bible Lesson, found exclusively on the Gospel Trail. Now here he is with a quick devotion from Scripture to start your busy day. And now, the one we've been waiting for, the man of God, but most importantly, a friend of Jesus, Brother Don.
I'm Brother Don with the Daily Bible Lesson. We are in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, and verse 41. We use the Passion Translation. We who live 2,000 years after these events may find it difficult to understand the hostility with which Jesus' words were met. We have 2,000 years of biblical scholarship and theology that takes these words and explains them spiritually. But at the time of Jesus' earthly ministry, they were new and shocking words. I alone am this living bread that has come to you from heaven. Eat this bread and you will live forever. The living bread I give you is my body, which I will offer as a sacrifice so that all may live. The religious leaders of his day, who were standing nearby, protested, "Does this man expect us to eat his body?" They did not realize that eating his flesh means to take by faith all Jesus did by giving his body on the cross. But Jesus continues, "Listen to this eternal truth. Unless you eat the body of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have eternal life." No one explains that drinking his blood means to take by faith all that Jesus' blood purchased for us. The leaders had long been schooled in taking a spiritual or figurative view of many things, but somehow they cannot do that when Jesus speaks of a deeply spiritual idea. Jesus continues, "The one who eats my body and drinks my blood lives in me and I in him." In other words, we are strengthened by Jesus, and Jesus is stronger in me when we take what he offers, the sacrificed body on the cross and the blood that flowed from the beatings and crucifixion. He did it for us. He became a substitute for us, we who deserve death because of our sin. These are words to meditate upon, and they are reflected in communion and the Eucharist. But for those of us who are new to the faith, we may need to suspend the graphic nature of what Jesus says and just respond, "You'll get there. You will understand this better soon. Reading the Old Testament will help as you learn about the sacrificial system, as you read about the manna that kept people alive in the wilderness, as you hear about the blood applied to the doorposts in Egypt to avoid death, which was the final plague upon God's enemies. All of this comes together in Jesus as we take the bread and wine of communion or the Eucharist, and those become a part of us as we eat them, and we become part of the one who has become part of us. It will take time to understand the depth of what Jesus is saying, but until then, we take it by faith. But we may still ask, why is Jesus alienating people by such statements? And that takes us to an even deeper level. It is because the hatred of the religious leaders and the new hostility of the crowd may be the pavement of the gospel trail. It will lead people to reject him, hate him, and demand that he be crucified. And thus he will become the sacrifice, the willing sacrifice for our sins. And all because he loves us. He loves us. He did it all because he loves us. I recommend the Gospel Trail podcast titled, The Mystery is Revealed. This is Brother Don. Listen every day for the daily Bible lesson. May God be with you, guide you, and give you perfect peace this day. Amen.
The Gospel Trail Live, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Central Time. Join us at 720-820-1290 or at our website, Meeting Room, at pgn.church. Our podcast hosts can be reached at 218-461-0164. Please text or say your joys and concerns, and we'll get back to you or even air them on our next podcast. Until we meet again, blessings to you and the church that meets at your house.